So there are two cases. One has $50 and one has $50,000.
This was the time I was supposed to turn down all these offers.
Kathy Clark, you're going home.
Yes.
50.
That was last night's episode of Deal or No Deal on Channel 5. Tonight, Debbie Montgomery from Wildwood is going to get her shot. Of course, the shows are taped several weeks in advance, but Debbie is going to talk about that experience here this afternoon on KMOX. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I know that you signed all sorts of paperwork that prohibits you from telling us how much you won, correct?
That's correct.
But you can talk about what it was like doing it, right?
Oh, sure. I can tell you anything you want to know.
Okay. How'd you get on the show?
Well, to be honest, it was a long process. I started watching the show a while ago. My husband got me hooked on it back in last December, and I watched it once, and I got obsessed with the whole entire show, and I said, I am going to get on that show. So I did some research. I got on the Internet. I found out where they were in L.A., and there was no phone number for them at all. So I worked for the phone company, and I thought of some other ways to get through by calling other reality shows, and lo and behold, I got through to some girl who connected me right through to Deal or No Deal. So when they answered the phone, I was a little bit shocked, and I said, is John there? Because I was looking at a picture with the name John on it, and she says, hold on, you mean the producer? I go, yep, and they put me right through.
Wow.
So it was great, because I'm used to cold calling on the phone all the time with my company that I work for and getting through to the presidents, but I never thought in a million years I'd get the number of Deal or No Deal, which I ended up getting.
So once you get to John the producer, then what?
Well, I talked to him right away, and I said, John, this is Debbie Montgomery from St. Louis. It is my goal to be on your show. If you on the show and you have my supporters who you'll meet, you will love us so much you can't say no. And as a matter of fact, I have one of my best friends and supporters here with me at my house, probably over 100 people for the show, and her name's Dana Field, so she's on with me. So I called her up. I said, Dana, get ready. We're going on Deal or No Deal. She goes, yeah, right, you and a million other people. So John said to me, I'll get a casting director to call you back in 10 minutes. And I'm like, sure, right. I know how that is. They say it, but it never happens. Well, 10 minutes later, my phone rings, and it's a lady named Mary Rachel, and she was the casting director. And she says, Debbie, John loves you. I want you to go right now, find a tape, make a five-minute tape, bring your favorite supporters, your best friends, whoever you want with you, impress the heck out of me because it's your only chance. So we ran out. I got my girlfriends, my husband. We made a tape at Yaya's restaurant. We interviewed everybody there that looked like Howie. We acted crazy. We made a tape, made a cake with Howie's face on it. And it said, Debbie says, no deal, Howie. Sent the tape in. Within 5 days, I got a call. And it was Mary Rachel saying, we loved you, but all your friends look like you. You're all blonde. You got to shake it up a little bit. So one of my friends went brunette after that tape.
Wow.
And we had a ball making it.
Now, Debbie, isn't it true that on that tape you were also standing on your head?
Yes, and Channel 5 had me do that yesterday. They came out to my house, and unfortunately, one of my girlfriends here said, you should see her stand on her head. At the end of the tape, I stood on my head, and I just said, Howie, I'm head over heels over you. I would love some extra money. I've got kids, da-da-da-da. And I spun around like four times on my head, and being the age I am, haven't done that in a while, but it came back to me.
I heard about this because there's a guy who's one of your supporters who actually went out there to Hollywood with you by the name of Glenn, right?
Oh, Glenn Gruner. He is my husband's very best friend. After I invited him, he went absolutely nuts. And he's single, and he went out telling all the women he's going to be on Deal or No Deal. And
how many of the models did Glenn hit on?
Huh?
How many of the models did Glenn hit on?
Glenn must have hit on everything. Between my husband and Glenn looking at the models, we went back three times, so they got to know them by heart. And my husband had a favorite one, and we were up there three times in L.A., so we got to know the whole system, what hotel to stay at, where to eat at. We got to know all the producers. The first time we went in September, we were just alternates, and we waited up there or in October for 5 days and never got on. But they wanted us there in case somebody got stage fright, got sick. They said that happens a lot, or somebody takes a deal way too soon. So we were up there for 4 or 5 days, kind of disappointed. Then got our call in February to come back, and we just could not believe it.
And so when you went back, I'm trying to ask you questions that I know you can answer, because I don't want you to get any trouble. I want you to get the money that you actually won on that, because...
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't have a check yet, do you?
No, I kept my mouth shut so far, and...
Okay, I'm not going to blow it for you here, I promise.
Okay.
But since you were such a huge fan of the show, did you develop a strategy before you went?
I could be honest with you on this one. I am the type of person who just feels something and does it. My husband swears the bigger numbers have the bigger... The bigger cases have the bigger dollar amounts. So we play the game online. We play the game on TV. And I really, in my own mind, had no strategy. I thought, I'm going to go up there and go from the gut. I did have a case picked out originally back in October. It was my sister's birthday, who passed away of breast cancer 5 years ago. So it was all about my sister. Well, mm-hmm. Then my poor father passed away 3 weeks before I got on the show.
Oh.
I changed it to my dad's birthday. So, you know, I went from the gut, and I just felt right about doing it. But as I said on Channel 5 earlier, the money I won was great. Whatever I won, whether it was a dollar or $5, it was the experience of a lifetime. And the joy of being on stage with Howie and having my supporters and my girlfriends with me who are his... It's just been an unbelievable experience. It makes me want to, you know, be a producer one day, or have my own show, or do something.
Well, I think if you were going to do that, Deb, I think if you're going to go in that direction, you're going to need to perk up a little.
Oh, you think so? And this is a day of cleaning and taking care of my house, because I'm having 100. You should come over to my house tonight.
I hear you're having 120 people tonight.
Oh, my God. My husband's having a cow. We have no idea. We've been called. I invite everybody because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm probably only going to be on tonight maybe 20 minutes, because there's a girl before me finishing her show.
So you're going to be on both tonight and next Monday night?
I'm on tonight, I'm on next Monday, and then I got invited back for the 100th show of the season. And it was real special. After I got back from L.A., they called me like 5 days later, and she says to me on the phone, Debbie, it's Tiffany, we want you back. Well, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they want me back on stage. What it was, it's a 100th show, and they brought back 50 or so contestants that had played before that they wanted back. And they said it would be worth your while. You're going to get, you know, it's going to make your day. So I thought, I'm going. There's just no way I'm not going. So we all went. I called Glenn up. He goes, I'm packed. When do we leave? So I got my friend Dana on the phone, who was a supporter, who was a crack up. And we just had a ball that we just came back to our real world and real jobs. And we're like, we like the TV too much. I did not want to get off stage. I wanted to be on Howie, not be on him, but be on stage with Howie the whole time. It was just so much fun.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Debbie Montgomery from Wildwood, who's going to be on Deal or No Deal tonight. Are you there, Debbie?
I'm there. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
Okay, I'm glad I got you. You joked before about being on Howie, which, of course, you meant being on the show with Howie.
On the show, because he's a germaphobic anyway, so you can't get too close.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear you can't even shake hands with him.
No, you can't. I hugged him probably 20 times if we were to make a bet on the show. I spit on him, which was really not a beautiful thing.
What?
Not pretty. Oh, my God. I'm up there, and your mouth gets really dry. And you're so close to him, and we're talking, and after I pick my case, and I never spit, let me tell you. I don't know what happened, and I see it come out of my mouth, and it lands right on his jacket.
Oh!
And I am not shy, and I said, oh, my God, Howie, I just spit on you. And he laughed, and he wiped it off, and I pretty much bet they're going to cut that part out, because that was not...
Now, since he's such a germaphobe, when he wipes it off, does a team of physicians come out from the back and sterilize him?
Believe it or not, I did it for him, and he allowed that, which, you know, it's going to be funny to watch. He is just amazing. He makes you feel... I was not even nervous to get on stage. It was the most calming feeling of my life, and I did not want to get off. I just stayed up there as long as I could, because I didn't want to get off stage for the fun that I was having.
Now, how long does it take to record the show? It's obviously heavily edited, and I'm guessing it takes a lot more than 1 hour to do a one-hour show.
I would say for me, because I only know, we were there 2 days. He cut me off, which is tonight. I was probably up there 3 hours the first day, and then I came back the next morning at 7 o'clock, got on at 8:30 or 9, and I was up there maybe, Dana, what, 3 hours. I'd say a total of 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
It was amazing.
For essentially an hour of television starring
you.
Oh,
yeah. And they do tell you that some shows really aren't long at all. If somebody takes the deal right away, or they're not really having a good show, or they're boring, they could only be up there really an hour. But my show went really smooth. We didn't have any technical difficulties. I mean, It just was like a party. It was so much fun.
But I hear they do a lot of retakes, and Howie has to reread stuff, and they're moving cameras all the time, and you're just kind of standing there waiting to play the game, and you know, like 15, 20 minutes go by before you get to do the next part of the game. Is that true?
It's true for most people, because I know the girl before me, they kept having to reshoot and reshoot, but for mine, I'm telling you, they didn't stop at all, except when I asked for a commercial break, because there's a couple times I just wanted to think about it or decide, and I just wanted to be on stage a little longer, so I said, Howie, we need a commercial break. And he said, Debbie, we can't just give you one. We have to wait to see what NBC says. And then he goes, all right, time to give you a break. So they gave me a break, and, you know, they don't let you talk to the supporters, but they do coach you. The big shots would come up to you and say, you know, you're having an unbelievable game. You've got how many boxes left? You know, and they do coach you. So if you think you're going to deal, and you really think so, because my girlfriend who's sitting here will tell you, we thought I was going to deal a couple times, and it's just you don't know what you're going to do until you're live on stage, and it could totally shock the hell out of you what you do up there, because in your own mind you're thinking I'm going to do it this way, and you know what, especially with me being a risk taker, it didn't happen that way. I just went ahead and did my gut feeling, which even surprised me. I think I was two women on stage.
Well, Debbie, I'm going to guess that you make the banker cry tonight, but we'll be watching, and I know you got a huge party you got to plan because you're on TV in an hour and a half.
Well, yeah, I think around 7:30, but you're going to have to come next Monday and see the end result. But then we're on again the 29th, which nobody will want to miss. It's on a Sunday. And if you're a Deal or No Deal addict, you're going to love it because it's going to be a surprise for the 100th show. And I'll tell you, I've got my girlfriend sitting right here. We both are career people, and we both very much into sales, and we decided on the plane coming home, we want to be on TV. We want to either have a talk show, have our own show in St. Louis. We love being up there. I know you got a great job dealing with people, and if you like people, it's the way to go. I'm telling you, it's just so much fun.
I'm
going to tell you one quick thing.
Yeah.
Cab driver, the night before the show, we were kind of bored, and we took it to Movie Stars Homes. He showed us around. We went to Paris Hilton's house, and then we went to Ozzy Osbourne's house. And the cab driver goes, I don't suggest you go into the door. Well, I don't care. I went to the door. My kids were in the cab, my mom and a girlfriend. Knocked on the door, and a man answers, and he goes, can I help you? And I said, is this Ozzy Osbourne's house? And he was real kind of stern. He goes, why do you want to know, and what's it to you? And I said, I'm just curious. I'm from St. Louis. I'm a career person. I'm going on Deal or No Deal soon, and I'm so excited to be on the show. I'm all dressed, ready to go. He goes, oh, I see. He goes, yeah, I can see you with my camera. And then I said, if you ever want to hire someone to go on your show or help you out, just call me. I'm ready to move. I'll go to L.A. He stopped talking. Within 2 seconds, I hear a button, and it goes, shh. And water starts flying out of his door, his front door, the side panels. He tried to get me wet. And I'm not talking a little bit of sprinkle. And my mother's in the cab hysterical because I'm really particular about my hair. I go to Tommy Cerruti twice a week. He blow dries my hair, and he's good at that. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, guy, I'm ready to kill him. And I would have been drenched if I didn't walk away one second sooner.
Well, that's how Ozzy keeps people away from his front door right there. It's the old drenching mechanism.
He was not a good guy in L.A., but he has water coming out of his front door. I've never seen it in St. Louis, but it came out of his panels.
Well, Debbie, with the huge money that you win on Deal or No Deal, you can afford to put that on your house.
Sure, listen.
I got to run, but thank you so much for sharing your story here today.
Day.
Thanks. Have a good show tonight. Debbie Montgomery from Wildwood, star of Deal or No Deal tonight. Gee, I wonder why the show took so long to tape. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.